Okay, we're going to start on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the position of Rav with regards to our Mishnah. Rav said in the Mishnah, not include the term Tuchot Zuluzu. That you can't have the Mishnah say that the Chatzerot were open one to the other. The Gemara wants to know, why did Rav object to the fact that the Mishnah says that the Chatzerot were open one to the other? But the first attempt of an answer was that Rav believed that the only way to make a sheet of mevaot was to take the items out of the chatzer into the mavoi and from the mavoi back into the chatzer. And if the chatzerot were open one to the other, you would be able to make a sheet of mevaot without ever entering into the mavoi. The Gemara rejected that because we showed in numerous places the fact that you do not have to go into the mavoi to make the sheet of mevaot. That cannot be the reason for Rav. The Gemara concluded yesterday that the reason for Rav is Rav believes you can only use a lechi and a korah to allow someone to carry in a mavoi if the mavoi is classified as a mavoi. If you classify it as a mavoi, you need batim v'chatzerot. You need two chatzerot to exit into the mavoi, and each chatzer must have two batim that are associated with the chatzer. So at least that Rashi explains it here. Back on Daf Yud Bet, he explained it slightly differently. But here in the Gemara Shabbat, Rashi explains it means two chatzerot with two batim going into each chatzer. So now, we said yesterday, well, how does that solve the problem? For what reason would Rav say then that tuchot zuluzu creates a problem in our Mishnah? So that happens to be a machloke between Rashi and Tosafot, what exactly the issue is. That's based on the Gemara today. Gufa, Amar Rav, Ein mavui nitar belechi bekorah. A mavoi cannot use a lechi and a korah to allow you to carry within the mavoi. Until the houses and the chatzerot are opening into it. Again, the plural here of batim and chatzerot tell you that it has to be two chatzerot that exit into the mavoi and two batim that exit into each chatzer. Ushmol amar, afilu bayit echad v'chatzer achat. Shmuel says that even if you have one house that exits into the mavoi, and on the other side you have a chatzer with a house that exits into the mavoi, that's sufficient to gain it the name or the shem mavoi, and that a lechi and a korah will therefore work in that case. Rav Yochanan amar afilu churva. Yochanan says even if on the opposite side, one side you have a chatzer and a bayit, and on the other side you have a churva, you have a house that was destroyed, that's enough to classify this area as a mavoi. If it's classified as a mavoi, you can use a lechi and a korah. So now we said, based on Rav's position here, that's why he is reluctant or reticent to have the Mishnah have the girsav zup tuchot lezu in it. Rashi explains the reason is, Rav believes when you have the chatzerot that are open to each other, and they make an eruv between them, then they are considered to be one chatzer and not multiple chatzerot anymore. Here, Rav demands, in order for the mavoi to be classified as a mavoi, that you have multiple chatzerot exiting into the mavoi. But if you have doorways between the chatzerot, then the chatzerot can make an eruv, and then it'll make them as if they are one. If they are as if one, then you only have now one chatzer exiting into the mavoi. Even though each one of them separately exits into the mavoi, by the mere fact that they have a connection between them, through the doorways between them, and they make an eruv, that now changes from multiple chatzerot into a single chatzer. The problem with that, and Rashi already notes it, is that we had a braita on yesterday's daf that said, Abu Bno, Rabbi Talmido. You have a father and a son, or Rebbe and his Talmid, they don't need an Eruv, but nevertheless, even though they don't need an Eruv, when they face into a Mavoi, they're considered to be two distinct entities. So you see from the braita that we do not classify them as one. Even though over there, if you have a Rav and a Talmid living in the same chatzer, they don't have to make an Eruv chatzerot. Nevertheless, we still consider them to be two separate batim with a classification for the mavoi. So over here, why does Rashi say just because you make an Eruv between the chatzerot, that all of a sudden that makes it into one chatzer? Rashi answers and says, Rav argues on that braita. Rav cannot agree with that braita. Rav says that when you have an area where you don't require an Eruv, or you do have an Eruv, and it makes it into one, that area is considered to be one, and it's no longer separate in nature. So that's how he answers why Rav did not like Tuchot Zuluzu in our Mishnah, because if it was really Tuchot Zuluzu Mishnah, you would no longer have a Mavoi there. You would have multiple Chatzerot that now just became one Chatzer by joining together through the Eruv. And now I'm left with the mavur that has one chatzir entering into it, then you can't be matir with the lechi and a korah. That's the way Rashi explains it. Tosafot, right away, takes up Rashi's issue, the issue that he himself brought up, which is, doesn't make sense that Rav argues on the bright over there. Doesn't seem to be any indication in the Gemara that Rav argues on that brighta, and therefore he explains the problem as being something different. And that is, the Ri believes that when you have chatzirot that have doorways between them, then when you make an eruv, they become a single chatzir. On the other hand, if you have separate chatzirot that are next to each other and do not have a doorway between them, then when you join them together, they do not lose their singular status. So therefore, by the Av and the Bino, father and the son, if they have two houses that are adjacent to each other, facing into a chatzir, even though they don't need an eruv and they can carry in the chatzir, they're still classified as two batim, as two houses, because they have no connection between the houses. The houses themselves have nothing that joins them. The only way is that they have the houses that can get from one to the other is to pass through the chatzir. If you do that, you're considered to be two entities. Same with the chatzir. You have two chatzirot that are facing into a mavoi. Even though there's a father and a son living in the two chatzirot, and they don't require a shituf mivaot, nevertheless, they're not considered to be one entity because they don't have a doorway from chatzir to chatzir. The only way they get from the chatzir to chatzir is through the mavoi. That keeps them as separate entities. As soon as you open a doorway between the chatzirot, or a doorway between the batim, then if you make an eruv, or for the Avin Bino or the Rabban Talmido, when you don't need an eruv, but if they have that access, then you're considered to be one entity. And that's the difference here between this case here and the case that we mentioned before. The case of the Av and the Bino and the Talmid and Rabbo is a case, yes, they don't require an Eruv. They're living two houses in one Chatzer, or two Chatzerot in a Mavoi, but they don't lose their distinction as being separate Batim or separate Chatzerot, because their access to each other from the houses is through the Chatzer, and from the Chatzerot is through the Mavoi. But if you write in our Mishnah, Petuchot Zulazu, Rav believes that when they're open to each other, they lose their distinct entity or their distinction as being separate chatzerot. So if you have two adjacent chatzerot in which a father and a son live, and there's a doorway between those chatzerot, then you would lose the shame of being two chatzerot and become one chatzer. If there was no connection between the chatzerot, they would remain as two chatzerot. So why Rav does not want the Mishnah to say tuchot zulazu is, because if they are Ptuchot Zulazu and they make an Eruv, they've lost their status as separate Chatzerot, and now it's just one Chatzer, and one Chatzer into Mavoi. You don't have a Mavoi that can be Nitar, Aidei Lechi Vikora. The one issue that Tosafot has to address is, well then, once you've done that, in a case when you have Ptuchot Zulazu, we had a machlok between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argued, when you have Chatzerot that are open to each other, plus open to Mavoi, do you need both an Erev Chatzerot and a Shituf Mivot? Or is one suffice? Either the Shituf Mivot or the Erev Chatzerot will be sufficient. The way that we're explaining it here, then the question would never arise. Because if the Chatzerot are Betuchot Zulazu, and then they make an Erev between them, there's only one Chatzer opening into the Mavoi now. You don't have multiple Chatzerot opening into the Mavoi, and you won't then need a Shituf Mivot at all. So what was the question of the Gemara in that case? So what Tosafot says is you can create connections between chatzerot that allow you to make an eruv, but do not make you into a single chatzer. We're talking about here, in the case here, where there are doorways between the chatzerot. And when you have doorways between the chatzerot, you can opt to make a single eruv between you, or opt to be separate. But if you opt to join together in a single eruv, then all the chatzerot become one. On the other hand, there are other ways to have connections between chatzerot. For instance, through a window. You have a window that's 4x4 tefachim, we mentioned this yesterday as well. Or, as Tosafot says, you have sulamot, you have ladders. You have ladders that allow you to climb over the wall and get down to the other side. In that case, windows and ladders allow the chatzerot to make a single eruv, because they consider it to be that you have access from one to the other, and therefore you can make an eruv between them. But they're not good enough access that they would make you into a single chatzer. So there, when you make the Eruv, even though you make an Eruv between the different Chatzerot, and you have a way to access from one to the other, the access is not an easy access, like a doorway, and therefore they'll remain distinct as separate Chatzerot. And that's where the question of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is raised. For Tosafot, you'll have different levels of connection. When you have no doorway between the Chatzerot, and they lead into a Mavoi, even though those Chatzerot may not require an Eruv between them, because it's a father and a son, nevertheless, they'll remain a separate chatzerot as far as the mavoi is concerned, because they have no access from one chatzer to the other. On the other hand, if you have a doorway between the chatzerot, if you connect between them, either because it's a father and son, there's no need for an Eruv, or you make an Eruv, when it's not a father and son, they become like one chatzer, vis-a-vis the mavoi, and you have a problem. There's an in-between case, which is where the chatzerot can join together, for instance, through a window, or through ladders, but they will still remain as distinct entities, because it's not easy enough access to consider when you make the Eruv as if it's one big chatzer. So Rav's reason why he wanted to eliminate Tuchot Zulazu in the Mishnah is because we're talking about doorways between chatzerot. And if that's the case and you make an Eruv between them, you only have now one chatzer facing the Mavoi, and you no longer have a Mavoi that qualifies to have a Lechi and a Korah at the end of it. So that's Tosafot's explanation for Rav's position over here. And Tosafot says this even at the house level. At the house level, to be considered two distinct houses, then as long as there's no doorway between the houses will always remain distinct, even if they don't require an Eruv team, or even if they make an Eruv. So if you have a chatzer that has two batim, the way Rashi is learning now, if they made an Eruv in the chatzer, then all the houses should be considered one now. Because all the houses can carry into the chatzer, and the way Rashi is describing it, that should make you into a single entity. So that doesn't make so much sense, because we've always said that the houses can be considered or classified as separate, because that's how you have two houses, two with a chatzer going into a mavoi. The way Tosfot is learning, as long as the houses don't have access one to the other, except through the chatzer, they will always remain distinct, even if they make an Eruv chatzerot, or even if they don't require an Eruv chatzerot, say it's an Av and a Ben that live in two houses that are adjacent to each other. As long as there's no direct access between the houses, they remain counted as distinct houses. Once there's a doorway between the houses, you'll have the same thing happen again, which is that then they, if you do make an Eruv, or it's a father and son, they'll collapse and be only considered one house, according to Tosafot. So it's the same at the chatzer level, same at the bayit level, as far as Tosafot is concerned. So now we have a three-way machloket as to what a mavoi, what classifies something as a lach mavoi. You have Rav, who says you need two chatzerot, each chatzer containing two houses, to classify as a mavoi. Shmuel says you simply need a chatzer and a bayit. Now a chatzer and a bayit means one house exits into the mavoi. The other side has a chatzer, but a chatzer comes with the house. So it's a chatzer and a house that empties into the mavoi, and the other side is just a house emptying into the mavoi. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even need that. You can have simply a chatzer, which also includes a house that enters into the chatzer and that enters into the mavoi. On the other side, you can have a churva. You can have a destroyed house on the other side that enters into the mavoi. That's classified as a halachic mavoi. And once you get the status of a halachic mavoi, you can use a lechi and a korah at the end to allow you to carry within the mavoi. So then we have Amalei Abayi, the Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan afilu b'shvil shel gramim. How low is the threshold for Rav Yochanan to be classified as a mavoi? Rabbi Yochanan already said all you need on the other side is a churva. You just simply need a destroyed house on the other side. Can you use a shvil shel kramim, a pathway through the vineyard? Is that enough to be considered another entrance into the mavoi? And now it has a lach instead as a mavoi. Amalei lo amar Rabbi Yochanan ala b'churva. Rabbi Yochanan only said this by a churva because the chazi l'dira. Because it was once a house, and it could be rebuilt or restored to being a house, and that's why it qualifies to make this into a mavoi. So he's basically like Shmuel, which is Shmuel says you need a chatzer and a bayit on one side and a bayit on the other side. Rabbi Yochanan says you're right, you need a bayit on the other side, but that bayit doesn't have to be a real house. It can be a house that was destroyed, but it has to be something that was or could be a house. But shvil shukamim delo chazi l'dira lo, that's not a livable space. Since that's not a livable space, it won't qualify to make the mavoi into a lachik mavoi. Amar Rav Huna bar Chanina, ve'azda Rav Yochanan litamei. Rav Yochanan is l'shitato. Titnan. We have a Mishnah back from the Gemara in Shabbat. This is Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon, we've seen a number of times who we paskin like, that echad gagot, ve'echad karpifot, ve'echad chatzerot. When you have any one of these areas, roofs, karpifot, or yards, and chatzerot are the front yards, then reshut achat hein lekelim sheshavtu letochan. They're considered to be a single area for Shabbat for items that were in them at the onset of Shabbat. Anything that's found in one of these areas on the onset of Shabbat can be carried between any of these areas on Shabbat without any problems. Below the kelim sheshavtu betoch habayit. But if you have utensils that were in the house, utensils that are in the house cannot be carried from the house to the chatzer, and then from the chatzer to these other areas. Even if you create a permitted way to move the kelim from the bayit to the chatzer through Eruv chatzerot, nevertheless, something that started on the onset of Shabbat in the house can only be brought to the chatzer and from the chatzer back to the bayit. But that's it, it's limited. On the other hand, something that was in the chatzer when you started Shabbat can be carried from the chatzer to the gag, from the gag to the karpaf, and around. The reason is that these, hoyel v'kulan reshut she'ena dirahi, those are all non-livable spaces, or non-living spaces. The chatzer, the karpaf, and the gag, while they're all attached to the house, they're adjacent to the houses, they are not places where people live. They're places of utility from the house. And so therefore they're considered all to be one entity according to Rabbi Shimon. But now we have a qualification of that. Vamar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, v'hu shelo irvu. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, assuming that there's no Eruv Chatzerot. Aval irvu, if there is an Eruv Chatzerot, gazrin and dilma ati l'afuke mani debatim l'chatzer. We're afraid that you're going to take the items, the utensils that are in the house to the chatzer, and then they'll get mixed up and they'll be taken all around. The halacha, the base halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. You can carry from these areas, these non-living space areas, anything that came into Shabbat in one of those areas, you can carry from one to the other. You can skip from the chatzer up to the roof, from the roof over to another roof, from another roof over to a karpaf. We saw that in the Gemara on Shabbat, that they wanted to carry the towel to the Mayan. They did it by moving from the chatzerot to the karpaf, to the gagot. That's how they moved, and they carried the towel all the way there without any problem. Now, Rav says there could be a problem that arises. When I make an Eruv chatzerot, I'm now allowed to move items or utensils from the house into the chatzer. The items that started out in the house cannot be moved like those items that were in the chatzer. Items of the chatzer still maintain that status of being in the chatzer, and they can be taken from chatzer to gag to karpaf all around.
Not into the house.
They can be taken into the house now if you have an Eruv chatzerot. On the other hand, the utensils in the house cannot be taken into the chatzer or anywhere else because they were utensils of the house. But once you make an Eruv chatzerot, you've now allowed free access between the items of the house to the chatzer and from the chatzer to the house. The chatzer of the house is no big deal because you have an Eruv chatzerot there. There's nothing that can go wrong. Problem is that the utensils that are in the house, now you take them out to the chatzer. Once you've taken them out into the chatzer, someone could get confused and then think that those are kelim of the chatzer and then start carrying them from the chatzer to the gagot and to the karpafiot. The problem or the issue that we have is once we allow you free access or free movement between the house and the chatzer, that the utensils of the house, you'll now classify them like utensils of the chatzer. That's not true. They don't have the same status of utensils of the chatzer. Utensils of the chatzer have unique status. They can be carried around all these non-living spaces. Whereas the batim, those that come from the batim, only can go from the house to the chatzer and the chatzer to the bayit. So in order to prevent that problem, Rav says, Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but only when there's no Eruv chatzerot. As soon as you introduce an Eruv chatzerot, in order to prevent any problems, we say, anything that's in the chatzer goes nowhere. You can't carry it around anymore. Anything in the chatzer stays in the chatzer from now on, so we don't have this mistake happen. So that's how Rav qualifies that position of Rabbi Shimon. Correct. If there's no Eruv chatzerot, then all the utensils of the chatzer can be moved around freely between the chatzerot, the karpifiot, and the gagot. But once you introduce an Eruv there, then we take away that status from the chatzer in order to prevent the problem of the mani debatim, utensils of the house, getting caught up in this heter of the chatzer. Shmuel Amar, ben irvu, ben lo irvu. Doesn't matter whether it's an Eruv chatzerot or not, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That means that person has to track their utensils. That means utensils that started in the onset of Shabbat and the chatzer, they can be moved freely between these areas. If you make an Eruv chatzerot, and now their utensils from the house that end up in the chatzer, those can go to the chatzer, but not freely between the chatzer and the other areas. So you're going to have to keep track. Those that belong in the chatzer or belong to the chatzer will get that free movement. Those that are from the house going into the chatzer, you can do it. And you can move your utensils from the chatzer around as long as they didn't come from the house. Those that came from the house, you can only take back into the house. You can't take them anywhere else. But we count on the people to do that right. We assume that they'll differentiate between the kelim. We don't worry about it. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel's position that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, whether they made an Eruv or they did not make an Eruv. Alma, from this you can conclude, we don't worry about the fact, or we don't worry about the problem that Rav had. So we don't worry about the fact that you might take the kelim from the house into the chatzer, and then from the chatzer into these other areas. So hachanami, so too in our case. Rabbi Yochanan saying the same thing. We don't worry about the fact that you might carry the items from the chatzer into the churva. If we allow you to carry in the mavoi here, you have a chatzer and a bayit on one side of the mavoi, you have a churva on the other side of the mavoi. You'll put up a lechi and a korah at the end of the mavoi, and now you have a mavoi in which you can carry. No problem for carrying. You have one house, you only have one owner that's there. So in terms of carrying, you can carry from the chatzer into the mavoi, from the mavoi to the chatzer, from the bayit to the chatzer. You've got free movement. The one area you cannot carry into is the churva on the other side. Now the churva on the other side is owned by someone else. It does not create a problem in terms of the mavoi for you to carry in the mavoi because nobody's living there. There's nobody present in the churva. But their separate ownership does create a problem in terms of moving the manim, the objects from your house, into that churva. The churva on the other side is not permitted to be carried into because otherwise you would need some sort of eruv to include it. Or it's outside the realm of an area that's considered to be a dwelling space, and therefore you could not carry into it. So what is our fear now? Our fear now is the mavoi in general does not have kelim in it. The mavoi is considered to be an access and egress area, almost alleyway, and so people don't keep their things there. They keep their things in the house, they keep their things in the chatzer. But now, with this ability to carry from the chatzer into the mavoi, that means I can move kelim into the mavoi without any problem. Now, once I have the kelim in the mavoi, I might think that I can go from the mavoi into the churva. The fact is, we don't worry about that. We don't worry about you carrying from the mavoi into the churva. That is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato says, when we allow you to move kelim from one area to another area, even though those areas normally would be restricted, nevertheless, we don't worry about you then taking advantage of that and then moving them to a further location. So just like by the batim in the chatzerot, when you do an eruv chatzerot, which allows you to move the kelim out of the bayit into the chatzer, we don't worry about you now taking those kelim and moving them around to the karpet fiyot and the gagot. So do over here, when we allow you to move the kelim from the chatzer into the mavoi, carrying the mavoi, we don't worry about you then continuing and moving them into the churva. But don't worry about that. Now, Tosafot points out that the cases are really not parallel. That even Rav would agree here, because there's a big difference. The difference being that the kelim and the chatzer are permitted to be moved to the karpet fiyot and the chatzerot acherot and to the gagot. So what we're afraid of is you'll take something from the house, move it into the chatzer, and then because it's permitted to move from the chatzer to the other areas, you'll then carry further on. Over here, nobody suggests that when you're in the mavui, it's permitted to carry into the churva. So what we're doing here is saying, oh, we're allowing you to carry from the chatzer into the mavui, and we're not afraid then that you'll carry from the mavoi into the churva. But nobody would carry from the mavoi into the churva, even going to Rav. Because there you don't have permission to carry from the mavoi to the churva. There's no, that type of mistake even Rav agrees you're not going to make. Rav has a problem when you're going to make a mistake when you can do something that's mutar. Things from the chatzir can be carried around these areas. So when you bring something to buy it, you'll do the same thing. So Tosafot says that the case here has to be a little different in order to make it parallel with the case over there. And therefore, the Ri says that the case is Irvuba Mavoi, Hayasur Kelim Shishavtuba Mavoi Levkino the Churva, Dilma Ati Lefuke Kelim Shishavtu Betocha Bayit Le Churva, Shem Tsumavoi. Kemin Shasur Lotzimina Mavoi the Churva, Imkain Ein the Churva Hatir Hamavoi. So he says the case here is actually a case where they made a Shituf Mevaot. Because if you have a Shituf Mevaot, and now you can carry from things that are from the house to the mavoi. And you also can carry from the churva into the mavoi. What we're afraid you're going to do now is take things from the house into the mavoi and then from the mavoi into the churva, which is not permitted. He won't allow you to do that. Rav is gozer.
Because if we look at each item independently, if you look at the mavoi to the churva, in terms of movement between them, if you had kelim that stayed in the mavoi, they could be moved into the churva. That's the din of Rabbi Shimon. Then Rabbi Shimon is Mivaot, Chatzerot, Gagot, all these areas that are not spaces that are lived in are considered to be one. So any Keli that was Shovet in the Mavoi on the onset of Shabbat can be moved to the Churva. In addition to that, we have a separate thing, which is that now that you have a Sheet of Mivaot or an Eruv over here, or whatever you need, make it necessary for you to carry from the house into the Mavoi, now you can move Kelim that were in the house all the way out to the Mavoi. But those kelim that came from the house to the mavoi, they cannot go into the churva, because they're not covered by the din of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, kelim sheshavtu babayit, that were in the house on the onset of Shabbat, can only be moved from the house to wherever you've created an eruv or shituv mavot, where you're permitted, but not freely between the other areas. So our fear here is similar to the fear that we have by the eruv chatzerot. Just like by the eruv chatzerot, you're permitted to carry the kelim from the chatzer to the other areas, And through the Eruv Chatzerot, you're now allowed to carry from the Batim, the houses, into the Chatzer. So too over here. You can carry freely from the Mavoi into the Churva. And also, in addition to that, you can carry now from the Bayit to the Mavoi because of whatever you've set up until this point. Lechi, Korah, Eruv, Shituv, whatever you need to do to get it to there. And our fear is similar to by the case of the Eruv Chatzerot. Now that you're moving the Manim, the Kelim, from the house into the Chatzer, you'll now mix that up and move them freely amongst the different areas that are permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, we shut the whole thing down. So to over here, when you have the permission to move from the Batim into the Mavoi, we're not going to then give you permission to move even those Kelim that were in the Mavoi to anywhere else. We're going to shut down Rabbi Shimon's din again. And that makes it parallel in the two cases. And then once we've done that, it becomes that it's as if the Churva has no connection to the Mavoi anymore, because you're no longer permitted to carry anything between the Churva and the Mavoi. But once you don't allow it, that means it's as if the Churva doesn't exist here. It's as if the Churva doesn't exist here, then you don't have the requisite items that you need to make this into a Mavoi. If the Churva can be counted towards the Mavoi and doesn't ruin the Mavoi for you, then you could say, I have a Mavoi with a Chatzer and a Bayit on one side and a Churva on the other side. But if you're like Rav, and therefore you restrict the movement of the Kelim because of this Churva, that means it's as if the Churva is not open to the Mavoi. We don't allow you access from the Churva to the Mavoi. And because of that, it's as if it doesn't exist, and that's why it doesn't count towards the items that make this into a halachic Mavoi. And that is why it's Rabbi Yochanan the Tameh. Because the Rabbi Yochanan who passed by the Erev Chatzerot and the din of Rabbi Shimon that the two can coexist, so too over here. You could have the manim of the batim coming out to the Mavoi, and still have those manim that were in the Mavoi move to the Churva, and they can also coexist there. The fact that they can coexist makes it that you have a halachic Mavoi here, because you have the requisite Chatzer and Bayit on one side, and the Churva on the other side. Okay, Yativ Rav Bruna, v'kamar l'hashmato. He said over this memra, Amalei Rav Elazar, Barbe Rav of the Beis Medrash, Amar Shmuel, hochi? Wait a minute, did this really come from Shmuel? Amalei, yeah, this is definitely what Shmuel said. So he says, Amalei Achvali Ushpizei, show me where Shmuel sleeps, where his bed and breakfast is. Achvilei, showed it to him. After the Kamei de Shmuel. So he waited there, and he approached Shmuel, and he wanted to know where he slept or where he stayed, so they could ask him the question. Amalei Amar Hochi? So he approached Shmuel directly and says, did you really say this? Did you really say that if you have one Bayit and one Chatzer opening up into a Mavoi, it has the status of a Lachik Mavoi? Did you really say that? So Amalei In, I did say that. Va'amarhu Domar In Lanu Beiruvim Eluk Lashon Mishnatenu. This is something that we brought up earlier in the Masechta, that Shmuel made a statement that when we take the Lashon HaMishnah literally, when it comes to Eruvin. And the Mishnah says, Shem Mavoi L'Chatzerot, Chatzer L'Batim, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Mavoi is equivalent, has the same status to the Chatzerot, the way the Chatzer has to the Batim. The Mishnah there uses the word Chatzerot in plural and Batim in plural, which would seem to indicate from the Mishnah that you need multiple Chatzerot to be considered a Mavoi, and multiple Batim to be considered a Chatzer. And that would be exactly like Rav. Ishtik. Shmuel had no response to Rav Elazar about that. Because now you have two memorot of Shmuel that seem to contradict. You have the memorot of Shmuel that says, In lanu elu kilashom mishnatenu, which would seem to require multiple Chatzerot, multiple Batim in order to be classified as a Mavoi. And with the statement of Shmuel who says that, Bayit Echad and Chatzer Echad is sufficient to create a Mavoi. Kabla Mine, Olo Kabla Mine. When he was silent, what does that mean? Silence can be acquiescence. Silence can be that he still disagrees, he just didn't have the right way to answer it right now. His silence here, is that acquiescence? And therefore he is now on board with Rav Shita, that you need two Chatzerot and two Batim? Or was he silent, thinking of an answer, he had an answer, he didn't respond, but he still disagrees? So Tashma, there was this Mavoi in the city where Ivut Bar Ihi used to live. He made simply a lechi at the end of the Mavoi, and Shmuel allowed him to stay there. This area was an area where he had a chatzer and a bayit that emptied out into the Mavoi. If that's all that was there, then even Shmuel might agree that it's problematic. On the other side of the Mavoi, there was a shul. So you have a shul on one side that empties out into the Mavoi, on the other side you have a chatzer with his house that empties out into the Mavoi. So for Shmuel, that qualifies as a Mavoi the way we used to know Shmuel, which is you have one bayit and one chatzer with a bayit on it, that should be enough. So Shmuel allowed him to put a lechi at the end and said you can carry in the Mavoi. That seems to be Shmuel, the Shita Toh, his original Shita. After Rav Hanan, after Shmuel passed away,
Ravanan came, shadyo. He threw out the lechi. He didn't let him use the lechi anymore. Amar, mevo'ad de darnye bey, vatina mishmei de marshmol, neti Ravanan barav, nishdayaman. So how could it be that Rav Anan, I lived here all these years, Shmuel knew about it, and Shmuel knew about it, and he let me keep this lechi here to use it. Then all of a sudden, this Rav Anan comes along and throws it away. Who's this guy Rav Anan to throw it away? Why is he not following that Shmuel paskin that it was good? Shmamina. From that you could say, lo kibla mine. From there you could see that he didn't accept it, because this Ivut Barihi was allowed by Shmuel to put up a lechi, even though he didn't have multiple chatzerot and multiple batim. So it seems to me that Shmuel sustained his position even after the question of Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Lo'olam emelecha kibla mina. Maybe he did accept the position that Rabbi Elazar said. V'halcha. So what happened here? Why did Shmuel allow this to take place in this case by Ivut Barihi? Because Chazanu du'avayil nama bebeite. There was a gabai of the shul who used to eat at home. But he slept in the shul. He thought, like Rav, that what determines where you live is where you eat. So he thought the Chazan's house is another chatzer, another area where he eats. Wherever he goes for his food, that's his living location. Since that's his living location, the only thing that I have in this area is a bayit and a chatzer, and then I have on the other side just the Beit Knesset. Ushmul etamei damar makom lina goreim. Shmuel Zashitato says that where you sleep determines where you live. But since he lived in the Beit Knesset, then he made it into a case where you have multiple batim here, not just one bayit. Because now you have a bayit on the other side. So now it becomes two chatzerot with two batim, because he's living on the other side. There's someone who's living in that area. So Ivut Barihi thought the chazan made no difference here. And so all he had was one bayit and a chatzer, and then you had this other Beit Knesset on the other side, which was sufficient. But that's not the real case. The real case is that the gabai was sleeping in the Beit Knesset. And since he was sleeping in the Beit Knesset, it made it into a situation where he had batim and chatzerot. And if that's the case, that's why he was matir over here, because now you have chatzerot and batim. And by doing so, Shmuel might have actually agreed to Rav, or was not being matir, something that Rav himself would not have been matir. Now Rav might not have been matir this, because Rav believes pita gorem, that where you eat determines. But Shmuel l'shitato, that says that the place that you sleep is the living space, therefore, l'shitato, he could still say that you have two batim and two chatzerot over here. So originally he had a chatzer on one side with Ivut Barihi in it, and another person. On the other side you had the shul and another house on the other chatzer. So now on the side of Ivut Barihi you have a chatzer with two batim. That's fine. On the other side of the road you only have a chatzer with one bayit in it, because the other bayit is a shul. So because of that, he thought it was Shmuel l'shitato, and Shmuel says all you need is one bayit and one chatzer and everything's fine. And that you have here. You've qualified for what you need. So when Shmuel passes away and Rav Anan comes and knocks down the lechi, Ivut Barihi doesn't understand what happened. He said Shmuel was matur all the way along. The difference was that Rav Anan knew that the gabai used to sleep in the shul. But the gabai sleeping in the shul, it actually made it that the other side also had a chatzer with two batim. Because sleeping in the shul made it or qualified it as a bayit, because Shmuel believes lina goreim. After the gabai stopped sleeping on the other side, they no longer had two batim on the other side. Once that was true, then the lechi is no longer functioning or can't work, because you don't have a halachic mavoi. And that's the reason that Rav Anan knocked it down after Shmuel died, because the circumstances had changed. Ivut Barihi didn't understand that, but the truth was that they had changed. The Gemara wanted to propose from this that Shmuel stayed with his original position. The Gemara says you have no proof from that, because I could equally explain the case, even if Shmuel agreed to Rav, that the circumstances changed, rather than there was a halachic argument over here. And the circumstances change, they both pass from the same halacha, just the circumstances that change. If I can explain the story that way, I have no proof as to what Shmuel did. So now we don't know what Shmuel did. Shmuel could agree to Rav's position, like Rabbi Elazar's criticism, or he could still maintain his original position. We have just no proof from this story as to which direction he took. Alright, next Gemara. Amar Yehudah Rav. Mavoi, shetzido echad oved kochavim, betzido echad Yisrael. You have a Mavoi, one side of the Mavoi has a Jew living there. The other side of the Mavoi has a non-Jew over there. Now, on the Jewish side, the Jewish house that opens up into the Mavoi also has other houses that are connected to it, but they're connected through a window. They don't open up into the Mavoi. They don't have any access to the Mavoi. They only have access to the Jew's house that also has access to the Mavoi. So the Nachri has a house that empties, opens directly into the Mavoi. You have a Yisrael on the other side that opens up into the Mavoi. That Yisrael that opens up into the Mavoi also has windows in his house that open up into other houses that have no direct access to the Mavoi. They actually exit out from a different door into the Shutter Abim or somewhere else. So now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says about this, Ein marbinoto derech halonot, latiro derech patachayim lemavoi. You can't make an eruv between the windows in order to allow you to go through the doorway into the Mavoi. They want to carry from their houses into the Mavoi. So what are they going to do? They have the windows. They'll make an eruv through the windows. And now they'll be able to carry their items through those windows into this person's house, and from that person's house into the Mavoi. We say you cannot do that. So then Amar le'Abaye the Rav Yosef. Amar Rav afilu b'chatzer. Did Rav say this only by Mavoi, or did he also say it by a chatzer? Say you have the exact same setup, but instead of the common area between the Nachri and the Jew being a Mavoi, the common area between them was a chatzer. So did he say his din there as well? Amar le'in. Says, yeah, for sure he said his din there as well. If he didn't say his din by a chatzer as well, my hava amino. What would I have thought then? Time of the Rav Mishum to Kazavar in Mavoi Niter Belechi Bekorach, you batim bechatzerot petuchim letocho. I would think that the reasoning behind Rav's restriction here from the allowing them to carry in the Mavoi has to do with the din that we've already seen from Rav, which is that a Mavoi doesn't gain the halachic status of a Mavoi until it has multiple chatzerot and multiple batim exiting into it. Over here, you only have a Jew on one side and a Nachri on the other side. Jew and the Nachri, we don't have multiple batim here. And since there's no multiple batim and chatzerot, that's why you can't carry in the Mavoi. Tarte lamali. So why do I need Rav to teach me this din here? You can't use a lechi kor unless you have a lechi mavoi. We already had that din. He already taught us that din before. So why do you need two of them? Tzricha. Dimahi. If we only had the halacha that Rav said before, that a mavoi can only have a lechi kor if it has multiple houses and multiple chatzirot entering into it, that's true even if one of the houses or one of the chatzirot belongs to an achri. Because a non-Jewish house, dirat tovid kachavim, shma dira. It's considered to be a chatzer and a bayit. If you need multiple chatzerot batim, he counts towards those numbers. Even though earlier on in the Masechta we saw that dirat nachri lo shmei dira, and that's the kuliyama. Nobody even disagrees about this point. Nevertheless, maybe over here, because it's the hakel, and since it's a kula, maybe by eruvin we can count it as a dira la hakel. Kamash Malah, in our case over here, teaches you the dirat obi kochavim lo shma dira, that it doesn't count. Over here, the obi kochavim entering into the mavur, or having access to the mavur, does not count towards the number of houses of chatzerot that you need here. That's what we're taught from the din over here. Vima hocha. Had we only had the din here, avamina lo yadana batim kamo. I wouldn't know how many houses you need. Kamash milan batin train. That you need two houses. That's what the previous statement of Rav taught us. Had I only had this case here, all I would have known from this is that the akum, the non-Jew, doesn't count towards the numbers that you need. How many houses you need? We don't have any number in this case over here. The number we get from the other member of Rav. So he says, had Rav only made a statement with regards to a Mavoi, this is the conclusion I would have come to. I would have come to the conclusion that Rav's position is based on his position that we saw before, which is that it's not a lochik Mavoi until you have multiple batim and chatzerot. So why does he need to tell that din again? That's because in each case, I have a chiddush. The case over here teaches me the chiddush that non-Jews don't count towards those numbers. The chiddush in the other time he tells the loch is how many houses you need. Over here, when we know that you need multiple something, we don't know how many. Over there, it tells us it's two houses. The fact now that Rav says the din applies not only to a Mavoi, but to a Chatzer, that changes everything. Because then it can't be a din in Mavoi. It has to be a din in Chatzer as well. So then, Hashad Amar Rav Afilu Chatzer, now that Rav says this din applies even to a Chatzer, time into Rav. So what's the real reason behind Rav's position? You're not allowed to be alone with a non-Jew. So what does this Jew think? He thinks because if he makes an Eruv with his buddies through the window, he's no longer alone with the Oved Kochavim. And because of that, he's going to feel more at ease. He's going to become more comfortable with the situation, and he's going to stay here. What the Chachamim wanted to do is to make it that he's uncomfortable to stay here. It's difficult for him. So what they do is they tell him, no Eruv with the buddies through the Chalon, to make this into an area that you're permitted to stay in and to give you that sense of security. And therefore, you're going to have to move because we're not going to allow you to get out of this issue. The real situation is he's alone here with the Nechui. He's trying to bring himself to a comfort and ease because he's making Eruv with his buddies through the window. And then he'll say, oh, it's as if there are many people living here and so I'm okay. So in order to pressure this guy to leave this type of situation, we don't allow him to make an Eruv. We don't ease the situation for him at all. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Iyochi, Anu Dishmana Le the Rabbi Tavla. Now I understand what Rabbi Tavla said. Amar Ovid Kochavim Trei Zimne. He said Ovid Kochavim twice. I didn't know what he was saying. So Rashi brings two interpretations as to what this means. The easier of the two to understand is that he said Ovei Chachamim twice, meaning that this din of Rav applies both to a Chatzer and a Mavoy. Says it's true by a Chatzer with an Ovei Chachamim, it's true with a Mavoy with Ovei Chachamim. That's what he meant when he said Ovei Chachamim twice. Twice is because there are two cases here. The case of Mavoy, the case of Chatzer. Rashi also brings another interpretation, which is Hashta Vadim Efeish Milte the Rav, Dava Mavoy, Shin Sido Echad Ovei Chachamim. The two statements of Avod Kochavim were like this. One was that it's a yachid, it's a one individual on one side of Mavoy and Nachui on the other side, so he mentioned the Ovid Kochavim once. And the reason we don't do this is because we don't want you to be alone with an Ovid Kochavim. So the word Ovid Kochavim comes up twice in that formulation. So that's the other way to express it, why he said Ovid Kochavim twice. So that's how Rabbi Yosef says, now I understand that because there are actually two cases here, and the two cases are important to us, either because it's a Mavoy and Chatzer, or the other way we interpret it is that the problem here is that you're alone with the Ovid Kochavim after you live together with him, even though you have windows connecting you to the other Jews. And in conclusion, if we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that when you have one Jew and one Nachri in an area, the Ri says, then you wouldn't actually need a Lechi and a Korah here in this Mavoy, because you're actually considered to be alone with the Nachri. You have a separate issue, that we don't want you to be alone, and you are alone with the Nachri. But as far as Shabbat is concerned, you're considered to be alone with the Nachri. And the fact that the other Batim can access this Chatzer or this Mavoy through you does not change the fact that you're still one individual with the Nachri. Legabe Hilchot Shabbat, you can carry, since the access for those other people is only through your house. Just like if you have a Mavoy, or you have a Chatzer with multiple Batim around it, it's only considered to be a single Chatzer versus the Chatzer and Nachri on the other side. And it's not Oser the Mavoy when you have those two Chatzerov, because everybody's access to the Mavoy is through the Chatzer. That makes it only into one Chatzer. So it's over here. Since everybody's access to the Chatzer is through the house of the Jew, therefore it's considered as if you only have one house here with the Nachri. Just like when you have two houses in a Chatzer, one by a Nachri, one by a Jew, it doesn't matter how many Jews live in the Jewish house, it's still considered to be one-on-one. It's still considered to be one Jew and one Nachri there. That's the way Rashi explains this sugya. Tosafot takes issue with Rashi on a number of issues here, including, why is there an easy solution to the problem over here? If these individuals here, through the windows, make a roof with the individual that's facing the Mavoy, say we allow them to do it. There was no Takanat Chachamim, and we now allow them to do this. You have an Achri on one side of the Mavoy, a Jew on the other side of the Mavoy, he has windows to other Jews that can only access the Mavoy through those windows. So now he makes an Eruv with those other two Jews, A and B, to access his place and then go into the Mavoy. How could you use the Mavoy still? Rav has a definition of a Mavoy being two Chatzerot with two Batim each. Where do you have that here? You don't have that. You have, maybe even if on the Jew side he has a Chatzer. Grant him that he has a Chatzer. So then on that side you have one Chatzer with multiple Batim. On the other side you have a Nachri. Dirat Nachri, lo shmei dirah. Where the Nachri lives is not considered to be a living space. Where is the other Chatzer? Where are the other Batim that you need over here? Because of that, he says the case must be here that they're going to use a Tzurat HaPetach. That they're going to not use a Lechi and a Korah to allow them to carry in the Mavoy. They're not utilizing that Halachic Mavoy to allow you access there to put up a Lechi and a Korah. They're going to make a full-fledged Tzurat HaPetach at the end of the Mavoy, and that's why they'll be able to carry here. Because Tzurat HaPetach, that's a real wall. That's not just these, whether it's Mechitz or Heker, Derabanan. And that's how you'll get around the problem. You don't need a halachic mavoy over here. That's one possibility. Or he says you can use a pas dalid, a board that is 4 tefachim long, or you have a pasim on both sides. You have boards that are any amount on both sides. That Rashi says the windows are here, and even if it were doorways, you couldn't do this. But the Ri says no. Only with windows can you not do this. If you actually had doorways between the houses, you could make the eruv here, and we would let you do this. And that is because then the people would walk out of there. They would come in and out of there on a more frequent basis. If they would go in and out of there on a more frequent basis, we no longer have the fear that you're living alone with the Nachri. So he says there's a big difference between whether there's windows between the Jewish houses or there are doors between the Jewish houses. If there are only windows between the Jewish houses, then we will not let you make an Eruv over here because we're afraid that you're really alone with the Nachri and we want to cause you more problems so that you leave. And then if you have doorways from the Jewish houses into this house and then into the Mavoi, then we will allow you to make the Eruv because there, when they have entranceways into the Mavoi that can go through your house, then we're not afraid anymore because you're not going to be alone in your house. The other Jews can enter your house. They can enter the Mavoi. Then we've solved our problem, and there's no longer that fear. We said before that the reason that when you have multiple Jews there, it's protection is because they'll be aware of when the Jews go in and out, the other Jews go in and out, and then the Nachri will be scared to do something because they'll catch him. Over here, if their only connection is windows, then they don't really have access into his house. They don't really go into his house. And he's going to be alone with the Nachri and the Mavoi many times. Because the windows are not easy access from there into the Mavoi, and so they might pass their materials through there, but they're not actually going to go into the Mavoi. If that's the case, the Jews are going to be found alone with this Nachri a lot, and he's not going to have the protection of his fellow Jews who are going to come through there. So that's the difference. The ease of access over here is a big deal because we want traffic. Traffic is what scares the Nachri from doing something. Over here, he won't have that traffic, and he won't be scared of the Nachri because he'll be alone with the Jew, and he can always say, he went out the Mavoi, the other end of the Mavoi, and these people won't know about it. They have exits to the Rishut Rabim. These people have windows to him, have their own exits to the Rishut Rabim. They can enter and exit their houses without ever going through that Mavoi. If that's the case, then they're not going to be aware of what's happening in the Mavoi. That's one issue that he says. The other issue that he says is, what about in the Havamina? Rabbi Yosef says, if I only said this din by a Mavoi, and not by a Chatzir, my Havamina would have been that the din of Rab is all about Lechi and Korah. So the Reish says over here, based on that, Ein lamid b'chatzer achat nachri v'chatzer achat Yisrael. You can't explain it that you have a Jew on one side with a chatzer and a nachri on the other side with a chatzer. Because then, even if you make an Eruv through the chalonot, then you still don't have batim b'tuchim l'chatzer. You don't have batim b'tuchim l'chatzer, and now you still don't have lechi and korah that can work over here, because you don't have a halachic mavoi. So if it can't be a halachic mavoi, then that can't be the case. So he says in the Havamina, they thought the case was that on one side of the Mavoi, you have a whole bunch of Chatzerot, Ubatim Shel Nachri. Utsidio Achad, on the other side you have a bunch of Chatzerot, but Jews that live there. Ubechol Chatzer, Bait Achad. In every one of the Chatzerot, there's one house. So you have a Mavoi with lines of Chatzerot on both sides. One side has a non-Jewish houses that enters into those Chatzerot. The other side you have Jewish houses entering into the Chatzerot. So as far as the Mavoi is concerned, you have multiple Chatzerot entering into the Mavoi. But our problem is that for every chatzer, there's only one house. So now I'm missing something. So now what we say is that there are other also houses on the other side of those houses that empty into the chatzer. If they have windows between them, you would think that if I make an Eruv with my house to the houses behind it, now what I've done is qualify this area to be multiple chatzerot and multiple batim. Once I do that, then I can use a lechi and a korah to be matir the mavoi. So he says, according to the Havamin of Rav Yosef, who thinks that it was only talking about a Mavoi, the case or the setup is a case where you have Chatzerot on both sides of the Mavoi, you have a Nachri on one side entering into those Chatzerot, and Jews entering on the other side to their Chatzerot, but only one house per Chatzer, like a typical suburban house. House, yard, and they all enter out into the Mavoi. So as far as multiple Chatzerot, you qualify for Mavoi. Multiple team, you did not qualify, because you only have one bite to each Chatzer. But each bite also has another bite behind it. That has a window between it. So if they make an Eruv, now you have two batim for each chatzer. So that was the Havamin. I would have thought, go ahead. If you make an Eruv there, then I've got now multiple batim and multiple chatzerot, and it should work. We don't allow you to do that, because those houses don't count towards the Mavoi, and because of that, you don't qualify for a lochik Mavoi that would make it that you have batim and chatzerot that are open into it. In addition, the chatzerot on the other side that have multiple nachrim coming into them don't qualify as well because of the Nachri on the other side. That have Chatzerot and Batim don't help you because the Dira of Nachri lo shmei Dira. And so that's why we stopped you from doing it. Tosafot also offers another alternative as to what the Havamina was. In an instance where you have Chatzerot on one side that have Batim and Nachrim opening into them. On the other side you have Chatzerot v'Yisraelim that have Batim that open into them. Now, only one of those Chatzerot opens up into the Mavoi. The remaining chatzerot are closed and only have access to the mavoi through a chalon. So the Havamina would have been maybe through the chalon that Eruv should help them to then become partners in the mavoi and make it into a mavoi that you can have a lechi nekorah.
So we say, no, the challah, no, don't make them a part of the mavoi. Only if they have a petach, doesn't make them a part of the mavoi. In addition, on the other side, the nachrim that have chatzerot and batim don't help you because the dira of a nachri lo shmei dira.
And then when we come to the maskon and we say, no, that's not the problem. The problem here is that we don't want you to be a yachid with a nachri. Then we have to change our perspective over here. We have to say that the reason that we don't let you make the eruv to the chalonot is because we want to prevent you from living here as a yachid.
Tosafot also brings other explanations for what the Hava Mina could have been here. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Hava Mina is similar to the maskana of the Gemara, which is you have two chatzerot emptying into the mavoi, and a nachri that enters into his chatzera and a Yisrael on the other side. And behind the house of the Yisrael, there's a window that allows another access from a house. And say maybe on the Nachri side as well. Then we would consider, if you made an Eruv, it would be considered to be multiple batim. And it would work. The reason we don't let you do it over here is because of the Nachri. The Nachri side is not considered to be a Dira. And since it's not a Dira, you don't have a Lochik Mavui over here. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that the case here is the same as in the Maskana, just that over here we're saying that the Eruv would make it into multiple batim, but it doesn't help you because of the Nachri. The Maskana, we say that the Eruv to the Chalonot doesn't help to eliminate the problem of one Yisrael living with a Nachri, and that's why we say it's Asur le'Arev in the end. So in the Havamina it was Asur le'Arev because we thought it worked, but the problem is that the Dirat Nachri lo shma Dira. But in the Maskana, we say, because even if it's done by a Chatzer, we said there's a problem. There, the answer was that it's nothing to do with the Dira or no Dira. That's through the fact that we want you to consider yourself as being alone with an Achri, and therefore we don't allow you to make the Eruv to give you that comfort that there are actually multiple people here, because it's just not true. And we want to give you the impetus for leaving this Chatzer, this Mavoi, so you don't live alone with the Achri. Okay, we'll stop over here.